I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, there'll be lots of information coming your way this evening. We'll be getting into some aspects of reality creation. We'll be talking about synchronization of the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And we'll also be touching upon some yoga concepts related to the Who Am I technique. And toss in a little bit of information about essential oils, very high-frequency substance. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Hari 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 Om
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 Hari
Hari Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you'll also know that I really applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with the concept of developing your own self-empowerment and autonomy related to creating excellent health, maintaining it, and dealing with issues as they arise. Because if you really do your homework, you'll find that there's natural plants and herbs and alternative treatments for just about everything there is without the necessity of using a big pharma. And this is also, I think, in keeping with the fact that, of course, modern science can do amazing things in emergency situations, and I take my hat off to those people involved in that area. But as far as the process of the sheeple, the way the population is being treated with respect to normal mainstream medical, I'm not supportive of that whatsoever. I'd like to also mention that I can always be reached by email if you'd like to make input into program content that's on ET Yoga, or if you'd like to ask questions around any subject that I bring up on the show. I'm more than pleased to provide a service to our listening audience related to answering questions, no strings attached, no costs involved. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing ideas, concepts, or techniques that you heard on the ET Yoga program. So I much appreciate if those people who do take the time to email me about their successes. And you can email me at either paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo@yahoo.ca, or green, as in the color, green at etyoga.com. I'd also like to give my thanks, appreciation, gratitude for a growing ET Yoga listening audience, and also my appreciation for you just being you, because as Bashar would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And I think those were really wise words coming from Bashar. If you're not familiar with Bashar, Bashar is a Shekhani, formerly Esasani, who is channeled by Daryl Anka, and his website's at bashar.org, B-A-S-H-A-R.org, bashar.org. And I find that a lot of his information is highly, highly accurate, although I'm not a particular follower of any in current sources of spiritual information that are out there in the world. I kind of am one of these that kind of pick and choose what resonates with me, and that's more of my path. Clearly, I've founded ET Yoga, which is, I call it a new yoga, the yoga of belief, because in my spiritual training, and that's primarily from the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda in Self-Realization Fellowship, and also Integral Yoga as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And channeled extraterrestrial information is primarily from the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Sirians, and Pleiadians. That's a heavy focus on the Pleiadians, and I also do quote many times from Bashar. And the ET yoga, or the knee yoga belief, is because in all those teachings from the yogic side, although some of the masters were aware of the huge power of belief, I find it should be equal to some of the branches of yoga, such as hatha yoga, which are the postures and the breathing exercises called pranayams. And in the West, yoga has become synonymous with just that, the hatha yoga. But in reality, yoga really means union, and means union of you and your higher self, or union of you and the universe. The bottom line is it's all about more about standing on your own two feet than it is standing on your head, as Sri Swami Satchidananda has stated. And this whole idea of a new yoga, the yoga of belief, is because our modern science and extraterrestrial information has indicated that we live in a holographic universe that's fractal in nature, that it operates much like a large reality computer program, and like any computer program, it has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. So to me, this is stands alone as a an area that is equal to any of the different branches of yoga, as Sri Swami Satchidananda taught in his integral yoga with six different types of yoga. To me, the yoga of belief should play a part in that sequence, because it all comes down to belief. And even when we talk about reality creation, again, the belief enters into it because it's your thoughts, it's your beliefs, your intentions, your emotions that create the outer reality that we experience. And I think the core of a lot of the really valid extraterrestrial information that's been sent to us over the last number of decades centers around this whole idea that thought creates or belief creates. And that, to me, is the central message of really valid extraterrestrial information. Frankly, I'm not so much interested in UFO sightings. I've had my share, but at the same time, I'm not interested in convincing anybody else of the validity of extraterrestrials or anything of that nature. I think what's most important is the information. And the information I try to provide is the type that you can use what you can use. If you resonate with the information, you find it true, and it works for you, then that's your choice. And although I certainly do believe in not only in extraterrestrials, but the fact that a number of different types of extraterrestrials are already here, all over the place, many with varying agendas, and to me it's a hodgepodge of agendas and control scenarios. But the bottom line here is that ET Yoga tries to focus on information that will help you be more self-empowered and actually have it, you know, make a difference in your daily life. And it's not really about, trying to get the government to, you know, reveal everything it knows about ETs and that sort of thing. It's not, in my mind, a productive endeavor, and nor is a lot of it provable. And which is kind of cool, because in ET Yoga, very little of the information probably is provable, other than by your own personal experience and your own stage in development on your spiritual journey. And the other concept clearly that ET Yoga is about is the concept of self-realization, because that's what it's all about. That's the game, becoming self-realized. And this whole idea of belief, another little aspect of belief that I picked up this week was that belief is the code that translates the possibilities into reality. Mind locks the possibilities in place, and the heart makes it manifest. And if you're not familiar with the brain and the heart, I suggest you do a little bit of research on that, because it so turns out that the heart center actually is many times more powerful than the brain electrically, and it's about 5,000 times more powerful than the brain magnetically. And this is really a big, big deal, because it also coincides with the fact of how powerful our emotions are in creating our outer reality. And as the Pleiadians would state, your beliefs and belief in your body's ability to do amazing things is highly, highly important. And in fact, I'd go so far as to say that even wealthy millionaires or billionaires have stated many times, once they've lost their health, I mean, there's no amount of money that can replace that. And even in the yoga parlance, there's a saying that there is no yoga if you have boga or illness. So, making your health a priority is a wise thing to be doing. And what I'm noticing all around is this complete deterioration of health across the board. Even the cancer rate apparently now is 1 in 2. It's not being advertised. And we're being bombarded all the time with metals, metals in your cornflakes, metals in the spraying of the barium and aluminum in the chemtrails. We're getting toxic waste, which is fluoride in the water supplies, among other things. We're getting the pesticides from the spraying on fruits and vegetables. We're getting the sodium nitrates injected into the meat products. We're getting bombarded with GMO food. If you do your research, GMO foods have been banned in, I don't know, about 30 or 40 countries. You should do your research and figure out why, because it's not good for your immune system or your organs. It's not good for your health at all. And in America, it's 90% of the potatoes and the corn. Now it's all GMO'd. All these factors definitely are contributing, as well as the vaccines are contributing to a society that's just totally lost it with respect to health. And in my opinion, Bashar is right on the money when he talks about the basic foundations of health, which are pure water. So you need to get that as much of that fluoride out of the water supply. Oxygenation of the body. Highly recommend yoga pranayams for oxygenation of the body. Also, it's been revealed that just doing pranayams or alternate nostril breathing also activates both hemispheres of the brain. Also on his list is the concept of working on eliminating some of the stress in your life, stress being a huge factor that impacts on health. Getting proper exercise, that means like at least 3 times a week breaking a sweat, getting into some kind of regular exercise to get the blood flowing and get the body moving. Also the diet with respect to moving towards a vegetarian and vegan diet, very important. And also the concept of detoxification, which back 50 years ago wasn't such a big deal, but it is now, because we're being most of us have metal poisoning, detoxing helps to eliminate these toxins from the body. and such things like bentonite clay are excellent things to get a hold of. It's very cheap to, I think it's about $5 or $10 for 2 pounds, and you just put bentonite clay in a glass and put some water in it, let it sit overnight, and in the morning stir it up. Every year for at least a 2 week period, I do that one. I also highly recommend the detox programs from the American Botanical Pharmacy, that's led by Dr. Schultz, and actually his program was actually recommended by Bashar as well. And these detox programs that deal with the colon first, and then the liver and the gallbladder and the kidneys, they're excellent programs. They're actually little 5-day programs on their own that are primarily around juice fasting. And I've learned to really enjoy doing those. And to me, it's kind of like car maintenance, only it's body maintenance. And I think we need to make, you know, our bodies a priority, and our health a priority. And you're not going to pick up the really good information from the mainstream sources, because it would appear that there's just this attitude about everything is to make a profit. And as the Pleiadians would say, your body is a magnificent, self-healing, self-repairing system. It's an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. And the belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. And as true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. The key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So there is no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. You need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health, and as many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medications is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And I really think that that information from the Pleiadians is really a guidestone, you know, to live by. And of course, the more we know about how the universe works, the more we know about how the human body works. And on ET Yoga, I also mentioned that, as the Pleiadians have also confirmed, that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. And we don't hear that information out there very much. This starts getting us into the area that people become more self-empowered and can start dealing with issues in their life that are health-related. And in my opinion, all dis-ease comes from dysfunctional emotions. And these emotions appear in your auric field first and then manifest in the physical body. And there are some amazing tools out there that I highly recommend. I've been using Egyptian healing rods for about 15 years. You can take a look on the internet and see Krillian photography of people that are just hold the rods for 10 minutes, so it lights up their auric field. It's a similar auric field and Krillian photography that people experience when they're in the healing chambers of the Bosnian pyramid. amazing stories are coming out from there. People are going down into this healing chamber in the pyramid, and it's affecting them in such positive ways. I also highly recommend sun gazing, especially as taught by Hira Ratan Manik. That's H-I-R-A, Ratan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K. It's just a mind-boggling experience, and with health ramifications as well, and activating dormant areas of the brain. I'd also add, I'm also highly impressed with the Qigong teachings, especially the healing sounds. And if you want to really get into some, what I call advanced healing, it comes from some of these Chinese or ancient Asian practices that only became public about 50 years ago or so. And if you haven't seen Greg Braden's Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, I highly recommend you check that out, because it's all about a woman from America with an inoperable tumor who goes to a Qigong center in Beijing, China, and 3 practitioners there made her tumor dissolve in about 3 minutes. And it is, in my opinion, the new wave of healing, and you can check this out on the internet by looking at World's First Medicineless Hospital at this particular Qigong center that operated there in Beijing for about 10 years before government closed it down. I guess they're getting too much attention. They dealt with about 250,000 people of all different types of medical issues with about an 85% success rate. And they did all this without having any operations of any kind and used no pharmaceutical drugs. So the cat's out of the bag as to what can be done. Amazing stuff. I'd like to now actually shift gears a little bit here and talk a little bit about the technique I use at the end of the program, which is the Who Am I technique. And Sri Ramana Maharshi used to give this Who Am I technique to his most advanced disciples. And he would state that for the subsidence of the mind, there's no other means more effective than self-inquiry. This is the direct method. All other methods are practiced while retaining the ego. Self-inquiry leads directly to self-realization by removing the obstacles which make you think that the self is not already realized. Meditation requires an object to meditate on, whereas in self-inquiry there is only the subject and no object. This is the difference between the two. And when asked why should self-inquiry alone be considered the direct path to realization, he says, because every kind of path except self-inquiry presupposes the retention of the mind as the instrument for following it and cannot be followed without the mind. The ego may take different and more subtle forms at different stages of one's practice, but it is never destroyed. The attempt to destroy the ego or the mind by methods other than self-inquiry is like a thief turning policeman to catch a thief that is himself. Self-inquiry alone can reveal the truth that neither the ego nor the mind really exists and enables one to realize the pure, undifferentiated being of the self or the absolute. And that's information from Sri Ramana Maharshi. And I might add as well that during meditation, especially mantra meditation. Mantra meditation has the added benefit of increasing the coherence of alpha brain waves as opposed to other types of meditation, and that's been scientifically established. It's also, during meditation, the grand central station-like cable of nerves connecting your two brain hemispheres, the corpus callosum, becomes deeply stimulated, much like a jogger's legs in a long run. meditation balances your right and left brain hemispheres, and it has effects on sleep, whole brain synchronization, longevity, weight loss, immunity, anxiety, addiction, depression, happiness, success, focus, motivation, and creativity. So, the practice of meditation is definitely a positive thing to be doing to increase your personal frequency. And, of course, we start every ET yoga program with the Hari Om mantra, which is a form of Japa yoga, and you can use that as a form of meditation, either verbally or internally. That Hari Om mantra is a very powerful meditation, and I highly recommend that people take advantage of using that. And speaking of frequencies, I found an interesting article. It's called Raising Frequencies Blog by Lisa Rising Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. And the name of it is How the Knowledge of the Schumann Resonance, the amygdala gland, and essential oils can heal our bodies and save the planet by Dr. Reverend Mary Hardy. Very interesting article. And by the way, even the Children of the Sun are now putting out information that the Schumann resonance of the Earth, much of the time is around the 70 level. I mean, we're talking about it was at 7.83 hertz. To me, this is a really positive sign that, the Earth is in the process of ascending into the 5D. And from this article, the amygdala gland is activated by smell, and the only true activation can happen by the use of pure essential oils. The Schumann resonance of the Earth used to be 7.83 hertz, exactly the same as the alpha waves of the human brain. And the brain frequency, which controls our creativity, stress performance, anxiety, and immune system, is tuned into the frequency of the planet. The pulse of the Earth had become the pulse of life itself. And the Essene community were taught how to spin their heart chakras to create a resonance that would balance the healing frequency and within their auric fields. And the heart is hundreds of times, as I stated, more powerful electrically than the brain, and 5,000 times stronger magnetically. And the spinning of the heart chakra, one can change the brain into a healing frequency and send energy to an individual to balance their heart chakra. And in this way, you can take the frequency of pure essential oil and transmit it through the auric fields to another person. The olfactory bulbs stimulate the amygdala gland through smell, and this activates the frontal lobes of the brain, transcending space, time, energy, and matter through consciousness. Aromatherapy is one of the easiest ways to bring about a balance of the physical body with the auric field. And the amygdala gland is the brain's master click switch. And technically, there are two amygdala, one in the brain's left hemisphere and one in the right hemisphere. And by entering through this gateway, you can increase your consciousness. You begin to use a larger percentage of the brain. And I might add that listening to music of 432 hertz would make your body and the organic world which surrounds it resonate in a natural way. And with that in mind, we can only wonder why the standard tuning frequency has changed from the 432 hertz to 440 hertz. That occurred about 80 years ago, given that listening to music tuned to the disharmonic 440 hertz frequency does harm by causing stress, negative behavior, and unstable emotions. So you might want to keep that in mind. And music is also one of those activities that actually does stimulate both hemispheres of the brain. And also I found out about a year or so ago that chess playing apparently also is an activity that stimulates both hemispheres of the brain. So that's kind of like, to me, quite amazing. I've always been a big fan and practitioner of chess. I also found a very interesting article from the channeled through the Arcturians, and they state that a higher frequency shifts the holographic universe and its key lines and grids within all dimensions. And as the Earth's frequency rises, so does its consciousness. And this universe is a polarity universe of ascension and descension with free will. The light cannot be imposed upon the soul seeking to experience ascension through unconsciousness, nor can the dark impose unconsciousness on those that seek the light. This is sovereignty and free will. The two timelines have to separate, for the realities within them are at such polarity now that they can no longer keep the holographic stability of said matrixes as the Schumann frequency of the planet, as the Schumann frequency of the planet continues to rise in this now. This final separation of timelines reached unification point at the quantum level at the zero point, and was separated by the eclipse portal to begin the physical evolution of the new human. The eclipse is the energetic divine source catalyst to energetically cut the final descension timelines at planetary level, which were caused by outside interference from the ascension timelines of the Heart Collective. The grid also connected to a 4D future timeline of a malevolent source AI reality, and these are the termination timelines, which have already played out in the human soul experience in what is termed the past. Yet the illusions that it is to happen create fear. And that's why they've tried to instill that into humans at this time, keeping humans in a karmic loop. And it is from these electronic wars that present humanity has evolved, and the reason the memory of it is in our collective consciousness. If we see it, it is because it has already been created, for creation unfolds in the now and cannot be predicted. It's also why the old Earth is called a living library. So they bring up some interesting points there. Personally, I'm not aware of when we experienced some of these AI timelines. I can only assume that that might have occurred during the Atlantis period. I might also point out that clinical research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. And apparently, even of the essential oils, Turkish rose has the highest frequency. And I'm going to state that my opinion probably would be that the only thing I am aware of that would have a higher frequency than essential oils would be the Andara crystals, which come from monatomic fields. And in that regard, I highly recommend that you look into picking up an Andara crystal. To me, this is a high consciousness in crystal form that is some of the older ET Yoga shows. I go into a lot of detail about Andara crystals, and I've had lots of emails suggesting the positive nature of the experience of many ET Yoga listeners. It also want to comment, as usual, on the whole concept of advanced alchemy. because the goal of alchemy, as described by Dennis William Hauck, who's considered one of the leading experts, and that's H-A-U-C-K, is to reach a state of consciousness that allows you to penetrate the mysteries. In other words, to become aware that thought becomes reality, that you can project your own reality, or you can become part of the experiment and change the experiment. And thus, the ET Yoga audience has been learning advanced alchemy for years, especially as it pertains to the three levels of reality creation, as taught here, and the associated healing concepts related to physical health. And at my website at etyoga.com, there's a free download there of the root cause of disease, free download, no strings attached. It's been there for over a decade, and if you understand how the universe works, you understand how the disease process works, and it's clearly articulated there. So I highly recommend you check that out. Also, related to reality creation, I do want to mention that a little note from Merlin's message, and that's from the Creating Camelot Club. Highly recommend that website, Creating Camelot Club. And Merlin would say that when you first focus on a desire for something you do not have, you may resonate with the perspective of not having it. You can create an energy shift to bring that which you desire into your experience by waving your wand of your limitless imagination. When you imagine that you are already experiencing what you desire, you are experiencing fulfillment. You are drinking from the Holy Grail. To master this concept of magic, practice continuously. When you master the craft of fulfilling your dreams first from within, those dreams must become physical reality. See yourself receiving what you want by imagining that it is already there. If you find yourself imagining just to get something, what you're saying is that you don't have that something. You're telling the universe to give you more of what you do not have. You present yourself with a gift when you can sense the presence of a desire fulfilled. Pretending is not a popular pastime, but here I see a new trend. As you tend to pretending, you become as children entering the kingdom of heaven. And that's a message from Merlin's message. And I'd like to, at this point, I want to go into a little bit of information about the Mandela effect, especially for those listeners that have experienced the Mandela effect. And in my opinion, this is an area that there's just so much disinformation and misinformation on the internet that it's just unbelievable. In fact, I only know of a couple of sources that at least my thinking is in sync with theirs in terms of what's really going on with the Mandela effect. So I'm gonna touch upon that a bit here on tonight's program. Give you my perspective on it. Actually, I just read a perspective from Teal Swan, and many times I do quote from Teal concerning her opinions on certain subjects. She's got one of the best videos I've ever seen on the Akashic Record. Highly recommend you check out Teal Swan and the Akashic Record. But she has a new one out. It's about explaining the Mandela effect, and just my opinion, but that she's just totally off base here. Doesn't have a clue what the Mandela effect's about. Not even close. It's pretty much just gibberish. And if you're not familiar with the Mandela effect, you might have heard about, you know, people that have heard certain lines from movies and they remember it one way, but it's actually not that way, nor was it ever that way. And there's all kinds of examples all over the internet of these little, I call them like more like little minor idiosyncrasies. Teal and many others just kind of write this off as people's false memories. And in my opinion, I came across a quote from an unknown source about the Mandela effect that I think is pretty close on. And it states that we're most definitely not misremembering, nor are we suffering a confabulation of the brain or a symptom of any other brain disorder associated with false memories. We're simply remembering a former reality which we all belong to and which we have been displaced from. Whether through quantum experiments or from an attribute of nature itself acting on a quantum level, we find ourselves as a minority group living upon a world with a number of many new and bewildering discrepancies at odds with what we knew and truly remember. And it's a parallel world that is not our home, yet so similar we have no alternative but to continue with our daily lives and routines as we've always done, yet left with many questions. And to me, that's at least starting to get on the right foot, because if you're from this particular timeline, and what I'm stating is that what's happened here is that there's been a merging of two timelines. And if you go to Adronis, that's A-D-R-O-N-I-S, and go Adronis and the Mandela Effect, you're going to get the proper information concerning what's going on. It has been a merging of two timelines. If you're with this timeline being the dominant one, and so, in other words, if you're from this timeline, you may not have you wouldn't have the experience of the Mandela Effect. So there's really nothing really for you to learn or talk about, other than maybe gaining an appreciation for those people who have experienced the Mandela Effect. And there are certain aspects of the old timeline that still exist in this timeline, which is proof of the old timeline. And I'm going to tell you about two of those right now, because they're amazing. Number one is the location of South America. South America in the old timeline was located about 1,900 miles to the west of where it currently is. It didn't move. No, it didn't move. It's just that there's been a merging of the timelines. So, you know, and it's a very difficult concept to explain, because people think that because I'm saying that it's in a different location that it moved. No, it didn't move. It's always been where it is in this timeline. But in the old timeline, South America was about 1,900 miles west of where it is now. Now, if you grew up in the old timeline, and you remember where South America is, more directly south of the United States as opposed to more southeast, then you may start to have a Mandela effect experience, because for the ones that remember the old Earth, that is the location. And that's not about, you know, Berenstain Bears or the spelling of little things in a book or movie lines, that kind of stuff. I mean, we're talking about the physical, and it's not just South America. I mean, even the location of New Zealand and its relationship to Australia is way different. There's many other geographical differences as well, but I'm pointing out the largest one. Discrepancy. So if you're from the old timeline, you'll remember South America as different on a world globe or on a map than where it is now. And in fact, you can go on your internet search and go to YouTube and check out I Found the Old Earth Mandela Effect. And if you check that out, you're going to see that some people have actually found the maps of the old Earth. So it's not like anybody's misremembering where it was. There's actual residual evidence in this timeline that is so. And the big whopper of them all is the fact that Carl Sagan, who one of our leading scientists, you need to check out on YouTube. It's called Our Place in the Universe by Carl Sagan, S-A-G-A-N. And you're going to see a video that still exists in this timeline, but it's from him in the old timeline telling us where the Earth is located and our place in the Milky Way galaxy, and our place is on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. Well, guess what? We're not on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy anymore. This timeline, Earth is located more towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy. You can do your research on that. This gives you an idea of what's happened. An amazing thing has happened with this merging of the two timelines, and you're certainly not going to hear about it in any mainstream media. There's been a merging of two timelines, and if you're one of those people that remembers the old timeline, remembers growing up knowing that the Earth was on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy and wondering why the heck we're not still there, then you're going to start experiencing the Mandela Effect, and it really has amazing implications in a lot of ways. And now, this is just, you know, my own personal conjecture, but apparently, in many theories, the old timeline actually ended, and people's consciousness, some people's consciousness, was merged with this merging of the two timelines. And you need to think about, why would there be this merging? And why, if you do experience that Mandela Effect, why were you one of those that are experiencing the merging when a lot of people don't? In other words, it's a minority of people that have this Mandela Effect experience. And it's a very valid experience, and in my opinion, it shows us that the outer world isn't exactly what we sometimes think it is, and it also shows us how the whole process of alternate realities play a part in our life. Because according to Bashar, we're shifting from parallel reality to parallel reality all the time. It's just that the shifts are so slight that we don't notice the difference between when we're in one alternative reality or another. In this particular case, the shifts are quite significant. And in some cases, there have been some really extreme differences, like you added family members or less family members. I mean, if you really do your research on the Mandela Effect, it's been some extraordinary experiences for some people. For the most part, everybody just kind of goes along as if nothing happened, because that's the only choice you have anyway. Here you are in a reality that's a combination of two realities, the old timeline and the new timeline, with the new timeline being the dominant one. And that is the explanation to the whole idea of the Mandela Effect. So if you're having some Mandela Effect experiences, appreciate hearing from you. You can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca or green@etyoga.com. Love to hear about your Mandela Effect experiences. Also, I usually at this point in time like to give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience, and also my wishes towards your success in achieving full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And at the in closing the show tonight, in the usual manner, I want to talk about the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, or the Who Am I technique that I alluded to earlier in the program, as being a really direct path towards self-realization. And you can do this Who Am I technique all throughout the day, even during activity, as well as making it a formal occasion, much like a meditation, where you will take, get to the highest place you know how to get to, if it's doing your asanas or your yoga pranayams or a meditation first, or whatever method you want to use to get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then place your full focus in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And when you become that spot, you then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that, you know, once or twice or 10 times or whatever's comfortable to you, and see what kind of feelings you do get. Because when you ask a question, the answer does come. It's just a question of if you can resonate with it. And in my experience, it's kind of like going through a doorway here. And so you put your full consciousness in the center of your forehead, become that spot, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of